From personal finance to unraveling corporate taxation, I am Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, here to guide you through the ever-evolving world of money. Hi, today we're covering bad money habits of business owners, and today's topic is going to be about how a business runs by the seat of their pants. And believe it or not, a lot of us do that because we start off not being prepared, but it's never too late to start preparing for focusing on and planning for your business. So, you know, let's say you purchase or open your first small business or your first business, and no doubt about it, all of my clients, 99.9% of my clients know their trade. They're good at what they do. They're in love of with their trade, and that's what they want to be successful at. When it comes to bookkeeping, when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to finances, lots of skill sets there are lacking, which is not uncommon and not a problem because you know your trade. But it is a deficiency within our education system or within our world that is happening because we, as business owners, we don't take any business management courses, or we lack the business management know-it-all to manage a business. Knowing your trade and working in your trade and managing a business in your trade is completely two different things, because you can be very successful within your trade. You can be very successful, high revenue building within your trade. But because your business management skill sucks, and a large part of business management is finances, your business will fail because of that reason. So the good news is it is possible to come up with your, we're going to be focusing on budgeting today. And that is the one first thing that we need to be talking about when it comes to maximizing your profits. Because your budget is where it you kind of are able to understand what's happening in your business, what do you need, what do you not need. And it's a good estimation and a good, older people say a good yardstick to go by. So I would say, you know, a good balancing scale to go by. That's where it is. So in terms of dollars and cents. So creating a budget does not have to be a hard thing. I mean, you could do it on a napkin if that's something that you know, wherever you start it does not matter. It's, you know, you start off somewhere and then you work on that budget. You keep working at it. Without a budget or a plan, a business runs the risk of spending more money than it's taking in. Conversely, spending not enough money to grow their business and compete with the world. So, you know how I speak about moderation? Moderation works in everything that we talk about, you know, in everything that we deal with, especially when it comes to finance. If you're spending too little money and you're not growing your business and your business is not growing, then you want to know why that's happening. You can't tighten the budget that well. So you need to make sure that you are with a budget, with a plan. You're going to be able to understand, you know, when you can spend money, what you can spend money on. You know, that's one of the things that I always talk about in everything I do. I don't mind spending my money. I have a problem wasting it. And by us not looking at our finances, by us not tracking our finance, but by us not having a plan, we will tend to waste money, and we will tend to sometimes waste our resources because we're not spending enough money to be more competitive, to grow, to go where we want to go. So, you know, the key takeaway is a business budget helps owners determine if, you know, if they have enough money to fund their operation, expand, and generate income. So those are the three major things that you want to do. You want to be able to fund your operation. So currently fund what you're doing. You want to be able to expand. Most, 99% of businesses, they want to grow. So you will be able to grow. And then, of course, without saying, the first one is, you know, you want to be able to generate income, because if you're not generating income at a consistent basis, then you're not going to be able to grow or expand. So you need to start there by generating income. So, you know, like I said, running your business by the seat of your pants you know, will not be able to help you or pay, help, you know, understand paying your bills at the end of the month. So you got to make sure that you follow a few different rules, a few different guidelines to analyze what's happening in your business, how to get with your budgets. There are several different kinds of budgets. Most entrepreneurs today, the hot trend is a flexible budget. So something that you start with, but depending on what's happening in the world, and in today's world, I mean, when COVID happened in 2020, a static budget would not have worked for most people because we locked down, you know, we had to reassess the way we were doing business. We had to come up with new plans. We had to learn new things. So a flexible budget would have to work with that way. I believe in flexible budgets, but, you know, and budgets are just estimations. They're estimations. So it's educated guesses, educated estimations. They're meant to be a guideline. They're not meant to be set in stone. They're meant for you to understand that if you're on point with what your plan is, or if you're above where your plan is, if you need to readjust your plan. So that's why you need to have a budget. You know, it's all about planning. So, you know, you want to be able to assume the changes that you're making in your plan. You need to adjust the changes in the assumptions that in the plan process. So you want to be able to understand that, you know, the minimum parts of any small budget is your fixed costs, you know, the things that you have to pay for regardless every month. Your variable costs is those are depending on what your revenue or your income is, the things that changes within your budget, you know. Then we have one-time costs. One-time cost is usually when you're buying some equipment, or, you know, you're occurring, you know, you're doing a build out, you're incurring something that is a one-time thing. And you, of course, you want to always be looking at your cash flow statement, because that's important in understanding your cash flow. It's not the same thing as your income statement or your profit and loss you know, or the money you have in the bank. You need to understand your cash flow. What's going to be coming in, what's going to be coming out, what is going to be coming out, and what's coming out right away. So you need to understand that. And of course, you want to be factoring in, you know, you want to understand your profits. So budgeting what you plan on making for the year is important. You know, of course, like I said, a variable budget, a flexible budget is something that we need to focus on, because our world is changing so fast and we need to be flexible in what everything that we're doing. So again, I say a budget is a plan. It's an educated estimation for your business, but it keeps you on track and lets you know where you're going and if you're going where you had planned to go and where there's deviations. So that's part of your number picture. I always talk about your number picture. When you paint your number picture, you know, it's so clear. It's like looking at a sky. That's the picture is beautiful. When you don't paint your number picture, you know, when we were younger, we used to have paint by numbers. And if a couple of things is filled out, you can't see the whole picture. So you don't understand what's happening. When you're able to paint your picture and you go with your outline, which is your budget, then you're able to fill in the stuff and understand what's going on and be able to maximize your profitability. Cause it's not enough to have maximum revenue. It's what you're keeping of that revenue. So our goal, my goal for all businesses, small, big, large, medium, is maximizing profitability. That's my job. That's my goal in teaching my business clients, my business viewers, my business listeners to how to maximize their profitability. Your job, because you know your trade, is where it comes in, where you're going to be maximizing your revenue. You know how to maximize your revenue. Your marketing team will help you understand that. But my job is a financial literacy coach and teaching you about your bad money habits so you can make them smart money habits is to help you maximize your profitability. And that is the key. You could make millions and billions of dollars. If you're not keeping any of it, or you're not keeping as much as you should be keeping, then what are you working for? So that's what we need to look at. So the key takeaways that I want to talk to you about with the budget is, you know, you make sure you have a plan, you make sure you have the budget, you determine that you have enough money for operations, funds. You know, without the budget, you know, the company runs the risk of spending too much, like we talked about. You want to make sure that you're creating a budget that check with your industry standards to understand what type of budget you should be creating. You know, for example, if you're in the service industry, if you're in the restaurant industry, if you're in the building industry, in the construction industry, there are specific things that you need to be looking at. And there are so many different templates out there on what you can. You can definitely talk to your tax or your financial advisor or your advisory team on how to create a budget and how to go on working with that, because that's something that they're going to be helping you with. Your bookkeeper are going to be helping you with. Your accountant is going to be helping you with. You always want to seek advice on what things are changing and what things you should be thinking about. You know, when you're reviewing your budget, you're going to be understanding a few factors. You know, you need to understand, when you're reviewing your budget, you want to look at every few months. I say look at it every 2 to 3 months, sometimes every month, depending on how many moving parts you have or what kind of moving parts you have. You know, you want to understand when you're looking at your products and services, do you have the right supplier? Are you maximizing what your gross profit is, which is your gross revenue minus your cost of goods sold? So the supplier, for if you're in the inventory based business, is important to always be looking at your products. Are you paying the right amount for it, or do you need to, you know, look for new suppliers? What is the cost there? You could analyze costs. You want to make sure that you understand if there's unexpected costs. You want to review areas where you can cut costs, because that's one of the things I see a lot in my service-based businesses. They have subscriptions or things that they're paying monthly, and they don't even know what it is, if they're making any profits from that. You know, making sure that they're looking at their marketing budget, especially. I mean, if you have a marketing expense for a newspaper or something like that, marketing has changed so much that I'm learning in the past few years, that you want to make sure that you are looking at that and understanding if this cost or this expense is, you're getting what you thought you should be getting out of it. So, you know, digging deeper into your budget also helps you to just think about the things that you're paying for. I'm paying this much for rent. I'm paying this much for mortgage. I'm paying this much for utilities. You want to make sure that you understand what you're paying. You want to make sure that you understand when things go up, because with the rate of inflation today, you know, there are so many things that have gone up. So looking at your budget and comparing your budget, you understand that your rent did go up. You know, you might not notice, because it might be an automatic thing that's happening in your account, or your accountant or your bookkeeper is paying all these bills. So you need to look at the overall picture and then dig deeper if you see some variances within your budget. Why is this different? Did my rent go up? Did my suppliers go up? Did, you know, things like that, that you need to look at. So you want to make sure that you understand your variances, because you're looking at these things. You know, you also want to make sure that when you are budgeting, that you do budget for the rise of things. When you're looking at your numbers and when you're looking at your budget, then you'll understand, oh, my rent has gone up, my, you know, from last year, because this is what I paid last year. You know, a lot of budgets, most budgets are created from your prior year actual numbers. That's the way I like to create a budget. If it's a startup company, then you look at your industry standards. For companies that are existing, it's even more easier to create a budget. You want to make sure that you look at your prior year costs. So that it's important that you have good bookkeeping that we talked about last week. So if those numbers are accurate, it's easy to budget for the new year, and you're looking at those costs in order to know what you're going to be paying in the next year for. So, you know, you're looking at that. So you understand, you know, if the rise in costs and things like that. So again, let's review, you know, if you're starting out in your business and you don't know what's happening, you want to make sure that you do your homework and look in your industry standards on how to budget for your industry and what the costs are that comes about it within your industry. Talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor, talk to your tax advisor and your bookkeeper about getting that going. So you want to make sure, I usually start with a budget, usually at least, you know, 3 to 4 months before the end of the year. You want to start getting a, you know, a outline of your budget going. And it's real easy to start an outline if you're doing historical numbers. If you're, you're looking at last year, you start off your budget. Then you you might have plans. You might have plans to expand and things like that. You can do a budget on a spreadsheet. Most of my budgets are done on spreadsheets. You know, you have your information, you do your estimated dollars, you do your actual numbers, you can do estimated dollars, and then your new numbers. So that's how I usually do my budgets. I have what my last year's information is, what my last year's actual numbers are, then my new estimated numbers that's happening. And then, you know, I have the other line that I compare my actual numbers for the current year that's happening. That's how I look at a budget. And it's usually in three columns, you know. So you want to understand what happened last year, what you budgeted for this year. Maybe you have some more stuff that you budgeted in for this year. And then are you on point with that budget? You know, so you also want to factor in some slacks. You want to remember that although you may have estimates, all business generate certain rates of revenue going forward. You know, you have certain expenses that are fixed costs that can be controlled, but there's also estimate of things that are not set in stone, you know, things that will factor in that you have some leeway, you know, some estimation in there that you can, you know, you have depending on whether you want to expand or you're having a new employee or things like that. You have those slack part. Those things are things that are going to be varying from budget to budget, because if you're having a new employee, you need to factor in that information in there. You also want to look at cutting costs. So one of the things that you want to look at is when you always want to tighten in your budget. You want to make sure that your crucial bills are paid. You want to understand, analyze your marketing and advertising. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, if you have equipment and fixed assets, is there an opportunity to capitalize some of that? Are you going to be taking accelerated depreciation on that? So you understand what's happening there. You know, again, I'm going to talk about reviewing your business budget periodically. You want to be reviewing your finances. You know, there's no use making a budget and going through all that work if you're not looking at your number picture. You paint the picture, you still got to look at it. You got to analyze it. That is the part that where it comes in to help you. So it does not make any sense for you to do all the work of putting this together and then you're not analyzing it. Analyze the crap out of that. So that's where it's going to help you. That's where you're going to see your differences. That's where you're going to understand. And trust me, when you start looking at that, you light bulbs start going up off in your head. I can tell you, I've seen it in my clients. When I go over what their numbers are and where they're at, they're like, oh. And they were very hesitant about doing it with me in the first place. But once I start working on it, they realize. I guarantee you every time I go over numbers with my clients, whether it's their budget or their actual numbers compared to the year before, and we analyze these numbers and we check on what they're spending here, we dig deep into it. Most of my clients save between $1,000 to $2,000 a month because there's things that they can cut costs on and they're not, they have not thought about it. And I know everybody's wonderful at their business and they're great at it. And they think they have all their numbers in their head. I'm an accountant. I'm a CPA. I've been doing this for almost 3 decades. And I can tell you, I have my budget. I have my analyzation. I look at all these things. And I need to look at my number picture to understand what's happening. Because I can look at one number, two number, 10 numbers, 100 numbers. But not unless I have my number whole picture painted, am I able to analyze it properly and maximize on all the work that I've done. So that's, I'm telling you, I'm a numbers person, but I do not have all the numbers in my head. I need these things to be able to understand my business and analyze what's happening in terms of maximizing my profitability, growing, you know, getting rid of cutting costs where I need to, you know, getting rid of waste, getting rid of things that I'm not using anymore, reanalyze if things are working for me. And if they're not working for me, am I spending my money in the wrong places? So, you know, you want to maximize where you're spending your money on. So the bottom line is budgeting is an easy thing, in my opinion. You know, it's an essential process of business owners to use to forecast and then match their current expense to future revenues and expenses. The goal is to make sure that there's enough money available to keep your business up and running, to grow your business, to complete and ensure a solid emergency fund, and to move towards in the future and maximize the profitability of what you're doing, tightening everything so you there's less waste. So this is the end of this budgeting for business owners, making sure that you're getting rid of the bad money habit of not looking at your numbers. Make sure you paint your number picture. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.